Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends.
Woohoo! Stephen Wayne, digging into the Wayne Manor archives.
Paul Stanley, you're looking at your almost 30-plus career. What are some of your favorite Kiss songs and Kiss albums?
Well, you know, over the years, it seems that without even giving it much thought, more songs seem to come from Destroyer into the live show than any other album. So you wind up with Detroit Rock City, God of Thunder, Shout It Out Loud, Beth, King of the Nighttime World. So that might, you know, I don't know that it's my favorite album, but it's certainly my favorite group of songs that have worked into the live show. And again, those are some of my favorite songs. Love Gun, I guess you'd have to include in there. And I Want You. There's like so many. And then, you know, then you've got the 80s, which we tend to gloss over, which is pretty funny because people go, well, you know, the 80s, that was like not so cool. But in the 80s, we sold 15 million albums, you know, with things like Heaven's on Fire and Lick It Up and things like that.
Where does the inspiration come after all these years to keep writing such successful songs?
I think inspiration is all about loving what you do. And as soon as an audience or the people who like what you do see that you're not liking it, they're not going to like it. And, you know, it's no secret. I'm a lucky son of a bitch. You know, I'm up there doing what I love doing. And, you know, nobody says that it's ever easy, but it's the best job in the world as far as I'm concerned.
And I've got the second best job because I'm talking to Paul Stanley from Kiss. Kiss, you guys pretty much wrote the book on pyrotechnics and having the big show. That was really big 70s, early 80s, but bands got away from that for, you know, for some time, and now it's all of a sudden it's coming back. I mean, do you guys feel that the big show, like you guys always have had, is necessary to kind of be an enhancement for the music?
Well, you know, look at it this way. If you went into a grocery store and you paid a lot of hard-earned money and they gave you like a big empty bag, you'd be pretty unhappy about it. And I don't see any reason why anybody should go to a concert and pay top dollar and go, I paid for this. You know, it's unfair. And I think Kiss has always been a wake-up call to America that there's no reason that anybody should give you less than your money's worth, and you're doing them a favor being there, not the band doing you a favor. And that's sometimes what gets a little mixed up.
Paul Stanley, you and Gene Simmons are the stones of Kiss, man. You guys started it. You guys have still been with it. I mean, you've had Ace in the band. Tommy Thayer replaced Ace. What happened to Ace?
Ace a couple of years ago. I mean, this has been ongoing for years. Ace is always, you know, I don't know. I don't know that he was ever really 100% happy to be doing this. And over the years, it just became, you know, more difficult. And a couple of years ago, he really said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, it's really not fair to the fans or to the band to have somebody there who really doesn't want to be there. And, you know, better to have somebody like Tommy, who actually sat with Ace for the reunion tour and refreshed Ace's memories of the parts, you know, the guitar parts. Tommy is like awesome. I mean, anybody who has heard, you know, Kiss Symphony Alive 4 or was at the shows in Australia or Las Vegas or Japan or any of these shows, I mean, the band has never been better, and the band looks and sounds exactly the way it should. And better to have a team where everybody is running, the touchdown in the same direction than somebody not. I mean, I respect the audience way too much to compromise, you know, because there's that saying, a chain's only as strong as its weakest link. Well, there's no room for weak links.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Well,
and that being said, you know, if Ace thinks, you know, that what he wants is success on his own, then I hope he has that success. But, you know, Kiss has been going way too long to let that stand in the way. And a couple of years ago, we just decided, you know, that we needed to move on, and I'm telling you, the band is brutal. I mean, the band's never been better, and it's still Kiss 100%.
So I asked Paul Stanley about retirement and bringing new bands on the road with them.
Well, you know something, we thought a couple of years ago there was a fair, you know, that we were saying farewell, but it hit us like a ton of bricks that we're not ready to pack it in. We're going to be out there as long as we can do it better than everybody else. And there's no plans on going home. We've got a history of taking bands out on their first tours. We took out AC/DC, we took out Judas Priest, we took out Iron Maiden, we took out Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Nugent, Mellencamp, Tom Petty, Bob Seger. So, you know, to us, it's about love and music. And, you know, any band that would be out there with us, they get a chance to go out there and, you know, do what they do best. And hopefully they learn a whole lot, and hopefully the audience loves them.
Mr. Paul Stanley, thank you again very much for sitting down with us and chatting. All right, man, I look forward to seeing you.
See you then.
All right.
Everything Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and Friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contact, social media, and more, all inside WayneManor.com.